As coronavirus spreads uncontrolled in the Ohio Valley, health officials are keeping a close eye on the available beds in hospitals, especially those serving smaller cities and rural communities. This surge of COVID-19 is hitting rural areas hard, and although hospitals have not reached capacity yet, the virus is taking a toll on hospital staff. As Corinne Boyer reports, more caregivers are falling ill or forced to quarantine.
Dr. Kirk Tucker is chief clinical officer of Adena Health Systems in Chillicothe, Ohio, where coronavirus patients have bombarded the system's three hospitals. And recently, the staff are among the patients. The week before Thanksgiving, 65 of the health system's caregivers were out sick. Recently, Tucker says, a doctor there in his 60s tested positive for the virus and died the same day of a sudden cardiac event.
This physician, to my knowledge, did not feel bad. As a matter of fact, I saw him the day that this happened.
A nurse has also been hospitalized, sick with COVID-19.
That was from our COVID floor, who is 8 months pregnant, who has fallen ill with this, and was transferred from here to Ohio State today because of failing respiratory health.
Tucker says the nurse is hanging in there and that he shares these stories hoping the public will understand how horrible the virus is. The Adena Health System's hospitals serve 9 rural counties in southern Ohio. The uncontrolled spread of the virus is straining hospitals in small towns and rural areas throughout the Ohio Valley. It has also compromised the health and availability of staff.
COVID-19 is absolutely crushing the rural clinical staff in these hospitals.
That's Alan Morgan, the CEO for the National Rural Health Association. He says rural hospitals have struggled for years to recruit and retain staff. Now COVID-19 is worsening the situation.
I can't stress that enough. There's limited ability to make errors, basically. And once you lose 10 to 15 of your nursing staff, you lose a few of your primary care physicians, you're in crisis mode.
At Pikeville Medical Center in eastern Kentucky, ICU beds are filling up and some staff have been hospitalized. CEO Donovan Blackburn says the hospital can expand its capacity, but finding nurses to staff additional beds comes at a steep cost.
A good example is an ICU nurse 2 months ago that was costing me around $68 to $78 an hour. The price today is between $165 and $200 an hour. And it's almost impossible to get one.
Ohio Valley hospitals already expect an estimated $2.7 billion in losses due to the pandemic. And concern is growing that some hospitals could be overwhelmed by the surging COVID cases. Projections by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation show that Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia could all run short of ICU beds in December if current trends continue. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the virus is endangering hospital systems.
There is not help coming in the form of additional health care workers from other states.
Some regional hospitals have reduced other services to make room for coronavirus patients. Already, some rural hospitals in the region have struggled to transfer patients to larger hospitals because of capacity issues. Dr. Tucker in Chillicothe says his hospitals could be on their own.
This is it. We're here. And hospitals are full.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Corinne Boyer.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.